All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. It's 10:46 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Today, the invocation will be led by Commissioner Pierce, and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
We come today before you in humility and faith. We are grateful for the blessings we enjoy, and we humbly acknowledge that they all come from you. We ask your guidance to use our gifts in ways that please you. Lord, today we are in a room full of servants and leaders. We pray that you remember, that we remember to put you first in all their decisions. For those who are here today who desire to serve, we ask your guidance. Give us clarity and wisdom and stamina. And Lord, we need stamina. We ask your patience and understanding as we deal with life's challenges. We are ever grateful for your grace when we fail. Please guide us back to what pleases you. For this, in your most holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anybody present who wishes to speak to any item that's on the agenda today prior to our taking action, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line.
That's still bad.
Hearing no comment, we'll close this time and move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for rebid of the cafeteria services for Jefferson County with Honeybee Keepers LLC, DBA Honeybee Courthouse Cafe. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract with Langford Community Management Services, Inc. for request for proposals for professional grant management administration and management services for Texas General Land Office Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery and Mitigation Resilient Communities Program pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for motor fuel for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Spital Oil Company from March 9, 2024 to March 8, 2025. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for limestone rock asphalt for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Vulcan Construction Materials from February 27, 2024 to February 26, 2025. With proposed price increases due to increased labor, fuel, and energy costs shown on Attachment A. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a purchase agreement for the purchase of 50 burial spaces in accordance with the invitations for bid, rebid, term contract for indigent burial plots for Jefferson County with Claybor Haven Rest Cemetery at $595 each for a total cost of $29,750. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposal of scrap metal, scrap property to be transported to a metal salvage yard and there to be sold for such prices it might command with funds being returned to the county. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
And moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs to road machinery. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for travel for the Texas Historical Conference in the amount of $1,700. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for replacement of an air conditioning unit for Annex 1 in the amount of $13,500. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for insurance reimbursements for February. Item E is consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Water District 10, the amount of $101,452.34 for a priority one project and $17,975 for a priority two project, and those are ARPA funds. Item F is to consider and approve the county judge to sign a budget adjustment request with the Texas General Land Office for the Harvey Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Grant, requesting to move $258,171.75 from ditch number 110B drainage improvement to the Crane Bio Pump Station generator improvements in the amount of $4,250 and to the Taylor Bio Project in the amount of $253,921.75. Item G is to consider and approve county judge to sign for a time extension request December 31st, 2024. For the Hurricane Harvey Buyout Acquisition Grant with Texas General Land Office Grant Number 20-065-121-C408 and 20-066-036-C242. Item H is consider and approve canceling, voiding the interfund loan agreement between the County of Jefferson General Fund and the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Fund that was previously approved by Commissioners on December 12, 2023. To be determined to be not needed by the Federal Aviation Administration. And item I is regular county bills, check numbers 514386 through 514625. Do you have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
No discussion, just a question, quick question on the determination on not needed. You said the Federal Aviation basically determined that?
What happened was that Waco had used a contract of the same thing which had been approved by the FAA to make sure that the ARPA funds and the FAA funds were used by the county in a timely fashion.
Okay.
They subsequently in Washington determined that it was an inappropriate use, and so they made plans to go back, and I think there was an email sent out to everybody to pay for fuel with those fundings and some other airport costs to make sure that we didn't lose the funding, and I think the FAA approved that, correct?
Okay. Yes, sir, that's correct, and we're submitting all the paperwork now to get fully reimbursed for the balance of the CARES grant, close to $8.8 million.
They did approve. They forward you approval in writing.
Well,
that's why I'm asking. I want to make sure.
Yes, and they're reviewing all the paperwork as we speak. We should be getting the cash transfer as we speak.
Keep us up on that in light of what we had in the early workshop. That's the only reason I'm asking. Okay.
Sounds good. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. Under county commissioners, we have several items. Item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a 2024 National Museum of the United States Air Force loan agreement for the plane at Veterans Memorial Park. Item B is to receive and file executed tax abatement between Jefferson County and Lyon, Inc. for the terminal project within the Golden Triangle Reinvestment Zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item C, it relates to Emergency Services District Number 5, initial appointments to consider and possibly approve appointments of commissioners to Jefferson County Emergency District Number 5 pursuant to Section 775.034 of the Texas Health and Safety Code for Place 1, Steve Rice, a two-year term by Judge Brannick. Place 2, Robert Lott, a one-year term by Commissioner Senegal. Place 3, Lona Alexander Mitchell, a two-year term by Commissioner Senegal. Place 4, Daniel Hidalgo, a one-year term by Commissioner Erickson. Place 5, Jerry Nelson, a 2-year term by Commissioner Alfred. I see that we have Mr. Rice here today, and we appreciate your willingness to serve. Is there anybody else here that's an appointee? Item D is consider and approve the appointment of Mr. Jerry Henson to fulfill the unexpired term of Mr. Matt Vinson, who has retired for the Board of the Mosquito Control District. That's an appointment by Commissioner Erickson. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering Department, we have three items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement to Texas Eastern Transmission Limited Partnership for the purpose of pipeline replacement and hauling material along Dawn Drive, McGee Lane, Glenbrook Drive, and Galding Road, located in Precinct 4. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier for distribution of new fiber cable to 5015 IH10 Ford Park and Business Park, located in Precinct 4. Item C is consider possibly approve a replat of 7.398 acres out of Lot 23 into Lots 23A, B, C, and D of Industrial Site Section 1 out of TNNOR Railroad Company Survey. Abstract number 569, Jefferson County, Texas. This replat is located off of Industrial Road. Again, in Precinct 4, is in the city of Beaumont, ETJ, and has met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under Constable Precinct 2, we will have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Roderick H. Daniels as a reserve deputy constable with Constable Precinct 2 in accordance with the local government code section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I think since we have the honeybee ham people here, I'd like to them to say a word or two. And when I said bring samples, I didn't mean the menu.
Yep. Thanks, man.
Thank you. We first submitted, I guess, our application back in September. At the last minute, we didn't know that the contract was available, and after inquiring upon it, we pulled it all together, got it. We want to thank everyone who helped us through that. Honeybee Ham has been an institution in this county for 40 years. We just celebrated a 40th birthday. We purchased it last year, end of 2022, with 30% growth in our first year. So we're very excited about the opportunity to serve the employees and citizens or employees downtown, not just the courthouse, but in the downtown area. So thank you very much. Right. Sorry about the samples. No one told us.
Do we make an order with you? I'd like
I'm going to be waiting for my coupons.
All of you are familiar. We've seen you at the regular location, but we're just going to be a lot closer for you. So again,
all right.
Thank you.
Looking forward to y'all being here.
All right.
Mr. Rice, we will get your oath of office and statement of officer for you to sign. We'll need to pull those out. We'll probably need to get you and the rest of the members of the SD board in here to take your oath of office and to sign your statement of officer, promising that you had paid anybody anything to secure this appointment. So maybe we might have should have paid you, but we appreciate your willingness to serve, and thank you so much. Anything further? If not, we thank you also very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.